UNICEF's flagship report, The State of the World's Children 2012, is being launched Tuesday in Mexico City under the theme Children in an Urban World. Lydia O'Kane reports.
This year's State of the World's Children report, which was launched on Tuesday, focused on children living in urban areas. Around 1 billion children around the world live in cities, and that number continues to grow. In its report, the UN Children's Agency UNICEF says that for many children, growing up in urban zones in many countries is not all it's cracked up to be and can mean existing in a harsh environment. According to the report's editor, Abid Aslam, children growing up in slums such as Kibera in Nairobi, Kenya, and the favelas of Brazil are forced to endure violence, exploitation, and lack of basics such as clean water and education. The findings also call attention to the lack of data on conditions in slums, as UNICEF researcher Sue Leba explains.
Data is so important. It's fantastic in that it illuminates the situation, the plight of poor children in urban areas. We don't know enough. What little data we have comes from studies of urban slums, of poor neighborhoods in urban areas such as India, Nigeria, Kenya, Kibera, Nairobi, South Africa, Johannesburg. So forth. So those are the data that we can glean information from, but a lot of it is not available, and this is a problem. If we don't have the data, we can't inform the policy-making decisions that happen around urban children.
But the report also highlights positive trends. It shows that where the excluded have been included in urban planning and decision-making, such as in a number of Latin American cities, advancements have followed in literacy, infrastructure, and safety. I'm Lydia O'Kane.